Greetings. This is Brother Steve again with the Sound of Life Daily Inspiration. And yesterday we asked the question, what is our motive, foundational reason that we want to accomplish in searching the scriptures? And we looked at a few things, and we're going to go back at those to those things and just some of those and just look at them a little deeper. And one of those was King Josiah and his response when they found the Book of the Law in the temple. And so the Book of the Law was read, and Josiah rent his clothes. And here was Josiah in a land where they had turned completely apostate and wicked, and his people had turned away from God. And so here was Josiah's response. Josiah rent his clothes, and he asked to hear from God. And so he'd go to the prophetess, and then in Josiah, or well, we're looking at the version in 2 Kings now, chapter 22, and verse 15 is they go to the prophetess, and here's the prophetess' response. And she said unto them, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, tell the man that sent you to me, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the words of the book which the king of Judah hath read, because they have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be kindled against this place and shall not be quenched. But to the king of Judah which sent you to inquire of the Lord, thus shall ye say to him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, as touching the words which thou hast heard, because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest what I spake against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become desolate and accursed, and hast rent thy clothes and wept before me, I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. Behold, therefore, I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered unto thy grave in peace, and thy eyes shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place. And they brought the king word again." So here God promises King Josiah that he will not do bring this evil upon Jerusalem in his day, because his heart was tender and he sought the Lord and he went to do right. And you see how Josiah basically cleansed the temple, and if you read through the following verses, he cleansed the temple, and he even went to Samaria and cleansed the place there and burned the false gods and all those things, so there was a great revival. There was probably the biggest reformation in Israel since the days of David, in King Josiah's time. And so also, you know, sometimes we find ourselves, some of you might find yourself in a place where you're among a people that have turned apostate, a people that have turned away from God and have walked their own way for years. And you see this, if you read the scriptures and see where you have failed and where your people have wandered away from God, whether you're a leader or not, you know, there's a place for us to read the scriptures and to repent and to turn away from our evil and to return to God with all of our hearts. And that is one reason that we might read the scripture, and that is King Josiah here had a right response to that scripture. You know, a lot of times people will just, rather than want to change or whatever, they will just turn away from the scripture and maybe deny it and not want to hear it. But in King Josiah, he had the right response. He wanted to hear it, and he repented, and he wanted to change. But anyway, so too we have an opportunity at times to turn away from what the wrong of our forefathers, and turn to God when we read the scripture. But that is not the foundational reason. That's part of the peripheral reasons that we could be searching the scripture, but that's not the real answer that I'm looking for. So we're going to continue, and we'll look at some other places, and some other day when we're going to bring the real answer of what the real heart of the matter is, of why we are searching the scripture. And so next I want to go to the book of Daniel. We looked at that also very briefly yesterday, and so we're going to look at that again. And we're going to look at Daniel chapter 9 and verse 2, where Daniel also, after reading the scriptures, he saw what God had promised, and so he set himself to pray. So Daniel chapter 9 and verse 2, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, talking about the year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, the seed of Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. And so it goes on in Daniel's prayer there, and you know he sees through the scriptures that the time is fulfilled, that the 70 years are up, and that so he sets himself to seek God and to pray for what God had promised. And so again, there's another beautiful example of somebody who searched the scriptures and understood what it said. And so too, sometimes, you know, we have that opportunity where we can look at the scriptures and we see that the scriptures are about to be fulfilled in our day and that we're coming close to maybe the end times, and we can set ourselves to praying to God for some direction and that God would do what he had promised. And so, again, another beautiful example of somebody that searched the scripture and knew the scripture and was motivated to seek God through that and to pray for God's promise to be established. And we too see in our day, we see the signs of the times. We see prophecies being fulfilled all around us of the end times. And so we have an opportunity when we see the fulfillment of the scriptures to pray and ask God for direction for us for these last days and for our families, that we might continue to walk in his ways and to seek his face. So I think that's where we're going to end for this time. And again, that still is not the real heart of the matter that I want to get to as far as what God wants to accomplish in us through the scripture. And there's a lot of good reasons, but the real heart of the matter is we're going to come to that in another day. God bless you.